play a game. Take time to visit Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Attention fishermen and women. Make the most of your time on the water by stopping by Bader's Sports Center in Phillips first. Need live bait? They've got minnows, night crawlers, leaf worms, and leeches. Restocking the toolbox? Check out the lures, hooks, and terminal tackle. Grandkids coming for a visit? Check out the kids' fishing combos just right for small hands. Whether you're a seasoned fisherman or just a beginner, Bader's can get you hooked up with everything you need. Are you new to the area? Stop by. They'll cast you in the right direction. Bader's Sports Center right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. It's regional finals here. It's the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans taking on the Phillips Loggers right now with 0-0 entering the bottom of the second inning. And up to bat right now, who do we got here? We got Jacqueline Heller. Jackie Heller, they'll call her. And first pitch, a strike to Jackie. And Jacqueline Heller, the pitcher. Here's the 0-1. It's this one. This one could be trouble over the shortstop. It is. Drops into the infield for a base hit. Jacqueline Heller helping herself here for the Titans. Gets on. So runner on first base here with nobody out. And coming up is Grace Hubbard, the first baseman for the Titans. A tall girl here. She's going to bat from the right side. And the Loggers, a fundamentally sound team, coached by Blake Edwards. You never see him get razzled, anything like that. On to the next play. Playing with freshmen doesn't matter. There's five of them out there right now playing defense. So runner on first here is the windup. And the pitch, a bunt popped up backwards and into foul play, 0-1. Trying to get that runner into scoring position is key on this short field. And Grace Hubbard steps back in. Here's the pitch. She's going to swing away. Follows this one back. 0-2 is the count on Grace Hubbard now. 3 runs going to be crucial here today. All right, here's Tobias. She steps back in. Annika Tobias from the hip. And this one followed back as well. Annika throwing strikes here tonight. Today, I should say, this game moved up early. Originally, it was a 5 o'clock game. Originally for, it was 5, and then they changed it to 2, and then to 1:45 they changed it to, because the umpires had to go to another game. And this one fouled off as well. Grace Hubbard having an at-bat here, staying alive. And Tobias just throwing strikes. 0-2 is the count here with a runner on first base for the Titans. 0-0 is the score. Bottom of the second inning is Tobias. And a shot up the middle. Goes to second base. She steps on it. Oh, they can't quite get the double play. Oh, my gosh. Trinity Smith, the freshman over there playing shortstop, gobbled that one up and almost hit Tobias at the pitcher's mound. She stepped on the base, nearly threw the runner out at first. And on a short field, that's impressive. So that brings up one out. Still a runner on first base at the fielder's choice from Grace Hubbard. That's going to bring up Haley Strenke. Strenke from the right side takes strike one. Annika on a roll here. All right, she dips back in here. No need to check the runners. They can't lead off. That was a ball just inside, just missed. Good eye there from Strenke. Haley Strenke, the right fielder out there. He steps back in. Tobias, he mean mugs her. Here's the pitch. That one fouled off. Right side. 1-2 here with one out for the Titans. Runner on first base yet. And Haley Strenke digs in. She's ready to go. Tobias gets the sign from the hip. This one into the outfield. I think this one could be trouble. No, Matea Eckert is out there. Catches it, throws it back to first place. Gets the double play and gets out of the inning. Oh, my gosh. Matea Eckert gunned one over to first base, gets out of the inning, and 0-0 is the score here. And that's the end of the second inning. We're going to enter the third inning here in just a minute. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Get the best seat in the house at Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here. I'm in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. It is regional playoff semifinals here. Regional finals it is here. And we're in Turtle Lake here. It is the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans taking on the Phillips Loggers here. And we're in the top of the third inning. And up to bat here right now, I think we got Delaney Four. She's hiding behind the umpire. There she is. Yeah, Delaney batting from the left side. The freshman. Got to get something rolling here. First pitch was a ball. And Delaney steps back in. Jackie Heller on the mound here. It's a strong two innings. In her third inning here now. And that pitch up over Delaney's head. Two balls and no strikes. Top of the order coming up next here, Matea Eckert. Followed by the shortstop. And that one, ball three. And Delaney digs back in here. 3-0 is the count here to Delaney. Delaney Four, the freshman, looking to get on base. Heller, that one up overhead too, ball four. Loggers got a base runner with nobody on here. And top of the order coming up. Time to make a move here. Matea going to dig in from the right side. And what a season, what a career we've had to be able to watch Matea Eckert, the senior. Don't want to see the end of it ever for her, any of these girls here, her and Lily Miller, the lone seniors out here. And that one, she laid down a bunt and fouled it backwards. Matea's one that can run that out. We've seen Matea excel in track, winning some state 200s there, and volleyball, basketball now, and softball as well. Been a lot of fun watching her. And she digs back in here, right side. Here's the pitch. That one in the ground bounces, and Delaney's going to take second base. She gets down there. And now the Loggers with a runner on second. Nobody out. And top of the order up here. It's 1-1 is the count here to Matea. The pitch, a bunt, fouled back. All right. Matea dips back in here. She's got two strikes on her. 1-2 is the count. Got the highway beeping at us. Heller gets the sign. Here's the 1-2. That one inside. Missing inside, not by a lot. It's 2-2 to Matea. All right, here's Eckert again. This is her second at bat here. At least she struck out in the first one. And there's a shot up the middle into center field. And they're going to send her, Delaney Four coming in. And the throw just a little bit off Delaney Four. Scores a run, and the Loggers are up 1-0. Matea Eckert with a shot up the middle, and that's the best part about sitting in the stands and watching these games is hearing the sound, and that was a crack of the bat right there. And that's going to bring up Trinity Smith, the freshman, the shortstop. Auger's looking to rally here in this third inning. And she's going to lay down the bunt. A nice one. Oh, it's just foul left side. It was almost perfect. But it's foul ball. Trinity Smith, we said the shortstop, just a freshman here, had a nice game in that last one that we had. And she digs in. She's going to bunt again. This one foul as well. 0-2 is the count. Trying to get Matea over to second base. Do they have the count right up there? Is it 1-1 or is it 0-2? It is 1-1. And Trinity Smith, here she is, spins away. And this one to the shortstop makes a nice catch over there. That's Olivia Hines makes a catch and gets the first out of the inning. Matea unable to advance. Going to bring up Annika Tobias. Annika, the pitcher, can help herself out here right now. Got Lily Miller on deck. Tobias from the right side. This one pops it up. Could be trouble. First baseman makes a nice catch and gets the second out. Two down here. And Lily Miller up. And Annika popped that one straight up. The catcher couldn't find it. It was right above her head. The first baseman had an eye on it the whole time. Made the catch near home plate for the second out here. Loggers up 1-0 right now. Two outs. Matea Eckert on second base. Brings up the lefty, Lily Miller. Going to take ball one. Rayleigh Williams on deck. And Lily digs back in. The other senior on this team, Matea, one senior, she's on second base. Here's Lily. She's going to take ball two. Lily Miller had an exceptional career in her sports, too, here in Phillips. Played volleyball, basketball, softball, excelling in all of them. It's been really fun to watch. Here's the pitch. That one up high. She takes ball three. Matea's going to make it over to third. Ball went past the catcher. And Matea, in about three strides, made it over to third base. I'm not even exaggerating. The runner on third here with two outs. Big moment here for the Loggers. Try to build on this, get an insurance run. A forward insurance run. Take strike one. 3-1 is the count. They'll poke up the middle. It'll be perfect. Heller gets the sign. Here it is from the hip. That one outside. Lily Miller, she's going to take her base. Runners at the corners now for the Loggers with two down in this top of the third inning. And that 1-0 lead here. See if the Loggers do anything on the base paths right now. Rayleigh Williams, she digs in here from the right side. Rayleigh batting here in the five spot for the Loggers. And Jackie Heller gets the sign. Here's the pitch. That went up high over Rayleigh's head. Ball and no strike. Rayleigh dips back in. Gets her signs from head coach Blake Edwards over there at third base. Blake always doing such a fine job with these girls. Getting where they're at here with five freshmen is an impressive thing. And this Turtle Lake Clayton team, I should say, they're ready for it. And here's a shot up the middle. It could be trouble. And they're going to get Rayleigh out at first base. A nice play again by the shortstop, Olivia Hines. Gobbles it up. There wasn't a play at second. Lily Miller got there and got Rayleigh Williams by just a step over at first base. And they get out of the inning. The Loggers score a run. It's 1-0 going into the bottom half of the third inning. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1-minute timeout.
you'll always score big. When you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, they have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. It's regional playoff finals here, and it's the Phillips Loggers taking on the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans here. And we are in the bottom of the third inning. It is the Titans' chance here. And the Loggers scored a run in that last inning. A bit of a rally, the Titans making some nice plays defensively to get out of that inning. And leaving a runner on third base was the Loggers. But here's Annika Tobias on the mound here for the Loggers. Who do we got up here right now? 23. Olivia Korish. Batting from the right side, she takes strike one. Got some friendly grandparents here from Turtle Lake helping me out a little bit with some names. And take strike two. That one, right inside, hits the corner. Cornish, of course, the designated hitter here. She's down 0-2 in the count. Here's the pitch. That one a little bit low and inside. Ball one. Bias has been doing a nice job here throwing strikes, keeping the Titans off guard and letting her defense behind her play. And a swing and a miss strikes her out. Strike three, Annika Tobias gets the strikeout for the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Lacey Popenhagen. That was the hardest name out here. I got her. It sounds like something. Popenhagen, Copenhagen, right? I don't know what that is. All right, she digs in here. She takes ball one. Sammy Young, the left fielder, she's on deck. Tobias, she gets low on her windup. Here it is. And a shot. Outfield. It's going to be foul. No play on it. Almost takes out some fans over there. My goodness. And I guess the Loggers are able to run through the fence over there. And they get it back in here. And ready to go. Annika Tobias with a very unorthodox windup. Almost an intimidating look. Do you remember the John Papelbon where he had his elbows up like that? She kind of gets that look. Comes in hard. And that was a ball two. Two balls, one strike, one out here. Bottom of the third inning. It's a 1-0 lead for the Loggers over the Clayton Turtle Lake Titans. And here's the pitch. And this one into the outfield, I think it's playable. And making the play out there and getting the catch is Delaney Ford. Is that Delaney out there? No, that's not Delaney. Who's out in left field? That is Delaney? Who's out in right field? I guess my lineup card says it. Oh, okay, Lexi Bamke is playing out there. All right. Okay, so Delaney Ford with a nice catch out in left field, getting the second out of the inning. And you take those for granted. It's a freshman out there making a big play in playoffs. And first pitch, strike one. Here to Sammy Young. Sammy Young, the left fielder, top of the order. Coming up next, Olivia Hines, the shortstop. She's going to be leading off if the Loggers get another out. She's on deck here. Here's the pitch from Tobias. This one hit high into the outfield. I think Mateus has a play on this one. She gets under it, makes the catch, and ends the inning. 1-2-3 inning right there. The Loggers leading here 1-0. We're going to enter the fourth inning here in just a moment, but we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Attention fishermen and women. Make the most of your time on the water by stopping by Bader's Sports Center in Phillips first. Need live bait? They've got minnows, night crawlers, leaf worms, and leeches. Restocking the toolbox? Check out the lures, hooks, and terminal tackle. Grandkids coming for a visit? Check out the kids' fishing combos just right for small hands. Whether you're a seasoned fisherman or just a beginner, Bader's can get you hooked up with everything you need. Are you new to the area? Stop by. They'll cast you in the right direction. Bader's Sports Center right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in here in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. It's the Phillips Loggers taking on the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans in regional playoff finals action. And it's a 1-0 lead here entering the fourth inning for the Phillips Loggers. And leading off is going to be Paula Pomeroy. Sitting next to me, her dad, Mark. Mark might be the loudest one here. And Paula hits a shot. Oh, just foul right over the third base. And she missed it by not very much at all. On top of that one, Jacqueline Heller still pitching a nice game here for the Titans. And they got another pitcher in, Caitlin Papps, if they need. Here's Heller. Pomeroy, that one inside. And 1-1 is the count. Paula Pomeroy digs back in here. Here's Heller. That one low and inside as well. Two balls and a strike. Paula Pomeroy.
Here we go, Paula.
Paula the junior. And she digs back in. Here's the pitch. That one up high. Paula couldn't keep off of that one. That high, tempting one. Tough to lay off of. And she takes strike two. 2-2 is the count here to Paula. And a nice pitch there from Heller. Heller, she digs back in. She gets the sign. Here it is from the hip. That one up high. And we got a full count here to Paula.
Gotta come to you.
1-0 the score. Loggers leading.
Gotta come to you.
We're at the top of the fourth inning. Nobody on. Nobody out. Full count here to Paul Pomeroy. Jacqueline Heller, the pitcher, she digs in. She's a senior. Here's the pitch. Oh, and Paula could keep off of that one up high. And she's going to get the strikeout. And Heller gets the strikeout. All right, couldn't lay off the high heat. It's a tempting one, like we said. And that's going to bring up Marlo Edwards. Marlo Edwards, the freshman, she had a shot out into center field in her first at-bat. So one out here. Top of the fourth inning. First pitch was a ball there to Marlo. Heller gets the sign. And here's the pitch. And she takes strike one. Right down the middle. Nice pitch there from Jackie Heller. Marlo digs back in. She's ready to go. Here's the 1-1. That one inside. Two balls and a strike here. Nobody on. The sun is out. Perfect weather. A few clouds. Not many. Wind blowing pretty much straight in. And Marlow fouls this one off. 2-2 is the count. Fouled that one off right side behind the dugout. And on deck is Mel Tingo, followed by Delaney Ford on top of the lineup. Marlow here digs in. He's eyeing up the pitcher. Here it comes. That one up high. Full count here. Full count here to Marlow Edwards. Marlow looking to get on here for the loggers. Looking to get some insurance runs in this inning. Some forward bank insurance runs. And here's Heller with the pitch. And Marlow swings at the high heat. Got a piece of it. Probably could have been ball four on that one. She's got to protect. And Heller, kind of seeing the loggers not able to lay off that high heat. She might come back to it. All right. Here's the full count pitch. And Marlow pops this one up to the center fielder. She gets under it, makes the catch. Second out of the inning. It's going to bring up the freshman, Mel Tingo. Mel Tingo. Hey, she's my neighbor. The freshman. Going to dig in from the right side. Two down here. Nobody on. Top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch from Heller. That one up high. Ball one. A run scored earlier in the second inning from the loggers was all we had so far. Both pitchers throwing a nice game here. Here's Heller. Tingo hits this one down the third base line. It bounces off the base. It's going to be fair. She's going to get a base hit. Mel Tingo, the freshman, getting things started for the loggers.
Here we go,
see what we can do with Delaney Ford now, the lefty. Another freshman with top of the lineup coming up after that. See if the loggers have a 2-0 rally in store for us. And Heller, it's just to the righty, that one up high. Ball one to Delaney. Mel Tingle got that base hit. She's an aggressive freshman. Not afraid to put the bat on the ball. And all these loggers, same situation. We got a timeout on the field. Hey, that's a good time. We'll go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank all of our sponsors. Forward Bank, Medford Motors, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing. Hey, Jeff Haken and Roofing. Go to jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's the best way. Don't call me. Go to the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber, and Do It Best Hardware. Hey, go into the hardware store. Go to the back desk. Bug Tyler and tell him I sent you. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Bader Sports Center, Wolf Farms up in Butternut. You ever heard of that one? Wolf Farms, my wife went up there. Excellent cheese they were selling. Got a block of cheese. It was good. And Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. All right, hey, we're back here. Delaney, four. She takes strike one.
Go, Delaney.
It's 1-1 here to Delaney, four. Runner at first base here with two down. Here's Jackie Heller with the pitch and strike two. Look good. Thank you. And 1-2 is the count here. To Delaney Four. Heller getting the sign here from the catcher. He's ready. Here it is. And a swing and a miss. Strikes her out. And ends the inning. A nice inning there for Jackie Heller. And we're stuck here at 1-0. Middle of the fourth inning. We got the bottom half coming up here in just a minute. And we're going to send it back to 98.2 Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1-minute timeout.
We'll be right back. Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Lauder United Booster Club provides essential funding for many things for the school district of Phillips. Since 2017, assisting the district in raising over $220,000 in funds from sponsors for youth sports uniforms, athletic sports equipment, band equipment, academic and co-curricular departments, registration and transportation fees, trophy cases, a scoreboard, and much more. Lauder United Booster Club, serving the school district of Phillips with pride and dedication.
All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. It is the Phillips Loggers taking on the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans in regional final action here. And leading off this inning here for the Titans is going to be Olivia Hines, top of the order. And Annika Tobias digs in. She shows bunt, pulls back, and ball one. Olivia Hines, we've seen her make some plays on defense. Return here on offense, see what she can do. Bottom of the fourth inning, guys, it's 1-0. She shows bunt again, pulls back, and takes strike one. And the Loggers, Paula Pomeroy playing third base when she shows bunt, about 3 feet from the batter, ready to go. Here's the pitch to Hines. She's going to swing away. That one inside, almost took her leg out. Pulled back in time here. It's 2-1 here, Olivia Hines. Nobody out, nobody on. And you see the lot of Turtle Lake fans out around the fence. And here's a shot down the third base line. It's foul. 2-2 is the count here now. And I'm guessing they let all the kids out of school, hanging out by the fence, out in the bleachers here. It's a fun day. Yeah, they're wrapped all the way around. This is the most I've seen at a softball game. And here's the pitch from Tobias. And I thought she got a piece of it, a swing and a miss, and no throw down.
All right.
And she must not have. I thought when she swung, she might have got a piece of it. It was an outside pitch, went to the backstop. So the strikeout and a wild pitch leads to Olivia Hines being on first base with nobody out here. And Kaylin Pabst going to come up here, and she hit a shot in that first inning. I think it was caught. Was it caught? And she shows bunt, pulls back, takes strike one. Caitlin Pabst, the second baseman. She digs in. Here's Tobias. Annika Tobias. Here's the pitch. That one up high. Runner's going to go. Throw goes down. Oh, it was a nice throw, but a nice run and steal there by Olivia Hines. Beautiful throw there from Lily Miller. Just a little bit late, a little better stolen base. So the Titans here with nobody out now have a runner in scoring position. And Caitlin Pabst up to bat. Big spot here for the Titans. Tobias gets a sign. Here's the pitch. And a strike. Nice pitch there to Pabst. She takes strike two. 1-2 is the count. 1-0 to score. Runner on second base here. Phillips leading. Runner on second base for the Titans. And nobody out. Here's the pitch to Pabst. And she hits this one to the pitcher. They're going to take one out over at first base. And a good play. And, yeah, that hit right there, exactly what she's really trying to do, get that runner to third base. Same as bunt. And the sacrifice there for Caitlin Pabst. That's going to bring up Ella Robertson, the catcher. Ella digs in. Here's the pitch from Tobias. And ball one. And a fast-paced game softball is. Really love coming here and watching this. Not a lot of delays. The short bases. Everything's moving quick. We're in the fourth inning already. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Tobias. A swing and a miss. And with one out here, the 1-1 count to Ella Robertson. Annika Tobias not looking like a freshman here today. Here's the pitch. That one inside bounces. Lily Miller, a nice stop behind the plate. Lily. Having the two seniors, one at a catcher and one out in center field, sure makes you feel good about things. And Tobias pitching like a senior here today. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a shot down the third baseline is foul. He hit, swung and hit that one almost off of the plate. 2-2 is the count here with one out. Ella Robertson, the three-hitter, the catcher, digs back in. We got a ball game here, guys. Runner at third here for the Titans. Here's the pitch. That one up high, full count. Full count. Annika Wynn with the changeup. A little bit high. The heater's been working here all day. Both of them dig back in here. Tobias gets the sign, quick to go at it. Here it is. A swing and a foul tip. Foul tip. She wanted that. That was a nice pitch there. She wants that one back. Ella Robertson, she's a confident hitter up there. Full count here, one down. Short little timeout. Coach talking to the batter. Tobias gets a small break. Ready to go here. Some athletes out on the field here, guys. Robertson, she steps back in. Annika Tobias. Here's the mean mug. Here's the pitch. A shot here to the third baseman. Pomeroy picks it up, throws her out at first base. What a play from Paula. Gets the second out. Turtle Lake scores a run here to tie up this ball game, but an impressive play at third base, scooping that up. She made the right play, going to first and getting the out. The Titans tie up this ball game, but the Loggers here now with two outs and nobody on. And stepping in now is the pitcher, Jackie Heller. Shows bunt, pulls back, and that one hits her. She didn't move an inch. Wore that one to get on first base. And they're going to get a pinch runner for her. And that's going to be Christine Pickard. I'm going to give it to the Titans. Quite the program they give me. I'm going to have to show that's what the Loggers are giving me here. We'll be bringing that to the next meeting. Here we go. Up now is, what do we got there? Grace Hubbard. She shows bunts, pulls back, takes strike one. Two outs here, runner on first base for the Titans. Grace Hubbard, the first baseman, digs in from the right side. She's a tall athlete here. Hits one up the middle. Annika Tobias reached down to her ankles and made an amazing catch. Annika Tobias, she's special here tonight. Ends the inning. But, hey, the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans, they picked up a run here and tied up this ball game. We're going into the fifth inning, tied up at one. We're going to set it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. For a 1 minute timeout.
Attention fishermen and women. Make the most of your time on the water by stopping by Bader's Sports Center in Phillips first. Need live bait? They've got minnows, night crawlers, leaf worms, and leeches. Restocking the toolbox? Check out the lures, hooks, and terminal tackle. Grandkids coming for a visit? Check out the kids' fishing combos just right for small hands. Whether you're a seasoned fisherman or just a beginner, Bader's can get you hooked up with everything you need. Are you new to the area? Stop by. They'll cast you in the right direction. Bader's Sports Center right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. Regional playoff finals here. It's the Phillips Loggers taking on the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans. It's an odd one to say here. thought they were the Turtle Lake Lakers, but it's the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans here today. And Matei Eckert going to step in here from the right side leading off this fifth inning. Grace Hubbard pitching a nice ball game here today. Steps in. Those first pitch ball, that one looked nice. One ball, no strikes here to Matea. Nobody out, nobody on. And Trinity Smith, the freshman, the shortstop, she's on deck. Matea takes ball two. Matea, the speedster, doesn't take much for her to get on. She digs back in from the right side. Here's a pitch from Heller. Call that one strike one, or strike one. Yep, 2-1 is the count here to Matea. All right, 2 balls and 1 strike. Top of the fifth inning. Nobody on. 1-1 is the score here. Here's Heller. Matea follows that one into the backstop behind us, or behind her, in front of us. Sitting right behind home plate here. Got a great view. Right in the crowd here. Getting into fights with the Turtle Lake fans.
Good eye.
Full count here.
Good
eye. Now, we got a ball game here, guys. Both teams playing exceptional here. Every at-bat matters. Full count here. Matea, that one down low. Matea takes her base. The Loggers get a runner on here with nobody out. That brings up the freshman, Trinity Smith. And Annika Tobias, the pitcher, she's due up next. Top of the order to start out this inning could be key here. The Loggers tied up here. That one inside. Runner's going to go. Matea makes it there. Stolen base for Matea. They called it ball one. The runner on second here now for the Loggers. And Trinity Smith up in the count. 1 ball and no strikes. Here's Jacqueline Heller. Here's the pitch. Throws bunt. And foul ball. Trinity bounced this one off right in front of her, and it hit her in foul ball territory. Close call there. Ball and a strike here to Trinity Smith. Crucial getting this runner over to third base. Anything can happen on a pass ball. And Loggers trying to lay down the bunch here and advance Matea. Here's the pitch. Trinity, she's going to swing away, and it's a shot to the third baseman. What a catch there from the third baseman. A line drive over to her, and that was Isabel Schradl. Is that who that was over at third? Isabel Schradl. So one out here. Big play after big play from both of these teams here. Matea still at second base with one out. Here's Annika Tobias. Thinking about the delayed steal, and she does. Matea so good at the delayed steal. She goes about halfway, waits till the catcher starts to throw it back to the pitcher. And like we said, with 3 strides, she's over there. Nobody can do that like Matea. So runner on third here, and they're going to try to bunt her. Lay the bunt down, a beautiful bunt. And Matea can't advance, but Annika, my goodness. It laid right in front of the catcher there. She couldn't make a play, and they're going to get her into a pickle. They're going to let her go to second. And now we got runners at second, third. Annika, they let her go to second, and the Loggers trying to bait them into getting Matea into a pickle, who's tough to deal with. And probably a smart play holding on to the ball right there. And that's going to draw a little timeout here. So, a timeout on the field, and they're going to talk about things as the Loggers with one out have a runner at second and third base, and at bat is, who's at bat? Is Lily up to bat right now?
Oh, yeah.
Lily's up to bat here right now. But timeout on the field. Hey, we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank all these guys for bringing you this game. Forward Bank, Medford Motors, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, the friendly workers at Jeff Haken and Roofing, that's Joey and Jordan, up there on the roof here right now. They said they're listening in. I'm going to get yelled at if they are. Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Fort Bader's Sports Center, Wolf Farms, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. Go to HeckmanAuction.com. You guys want to check out what he's got going on. Scott's selling something always. I think I've seen a snowblower up there right now. Not even snowblower season, is it, Mark?
No.
No. Scott will sell it. All right, we're back here. All right, top of the fifth inning. It's a 1-1 ball game here. There's one out. It's a 1-0 count to Lily Miller. And she lays down a bunt that goes foul. Rayleigh Williams on deck for the Loggers. Matea's at third. Titans were in this position before and got out of it. They can rely on some good defense. Here's the pitch from Heller. Laid down by Miller again. That one goes foul. And a ball and two strikes. Lily be swinging away on this one. Ball and two strikes, one out. Lily Miller, the lefty, with first base open. She digs back in here. And Heller gets the call, makes the pitch. It's ball outside. 2-2 is the count. Lily digging back in. I think anything hit here, Matea scoring. Here's the pitch. That one down and outside. Bounced away, but bounced to the left side. Matea couldn't go anywhere with it. And we got a full count. You think it's 2-2? We'll see. 3-2, it says on the scoreboard. And the umpire's talking about something they don't want to tell us about, Mark.
Here you go, Lily.
All right, Lily Miller in a big moment here, big spot. Senior against senior. Here's Jackie Heller. Gets the call. Gets the count. Here's the pitch. Swung away. Fouled back. Lily Miller stays alive. That was probably ball four. Everyone on their toes on the outfield here. Full count. One out. Jackie Heller gets the sign from the hip. Swing and a miss from Lily Miller. Struck her out. Two outs here. And Rayleigh Williams up to bat in a big spot. Base hit here. Brings in a couple runs. And the Titans got other plans. Type of game you'd expect out of the two seed and the three seed. And here it is. That one, ball one. Runs are tough to come by here. And the Loggers in a situation with two runners out, or with two runners in scoring position here, with two outs. Here's the pitch. Rayleigh Williams takes the ball. Matea's going to go. Gets to the backstop. Matea gets there easily. The Loggers pick up a run. They steal a run. It's 2-1. And is that Annika? Is that Annika at third base now? Annika's at third. Rayleigh Williams at bat here. It's a 1-0 count. 2-0. Two balls and no strikes to Rayleigh. Base hit, scores another one. Loggers could use an insurance run. Yeah, a lot of pitches thrown here so far. So 2-1 here. Loggers take a lead here in this top of the fifth inning. Rayleigh Williams at bat here. Three balls, no strikes to her. Annika Tobias at third base. Here's the pitch from Heller. That one up high. Nope, strike. Strike one they got. Three balls, one strike to Rayleigh. With Paula Pomeroy on deck. Rayleigh, the junior. Here's the pitch. Rayleigh swinging a miss. Strike two. Big cut there from Rayleigh Williams. Just missed on it. Jackie Heller trying to get through this fifth inning with no more damage. Gets the sign. Here's the pitch. Rayleigh follows this one off right side. Just out of play. They let school out over here, and there's fans lined up around the fence in the bleachers. We're surrounded by Titans, Mark. All right, full count here with two outs to Rayleigh. Heller gets the sign from the catcher. Here's the pitch. Rayleigh swung at the ball there, fouled it off. Staying alive, full count. Followed that one right back at us. All right. Coach Blake Edwards giving some advice, some confidence to Rayleigh. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss, struck her out. Jackie Heller doing a fine job out there for the Titans, getting out of that one right there. The Loggers, they picked up a run, though, on a pass ball. Matea Eckert was able to score, and they take a 2-1 lead here. We're going to the bottom of the fifth. It's going to be the Titans' turn. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Bid online anywhere, anytime until the auction ends. With new auctions every week, you'll never know what items you'll find. Real estate, antiques, tools, and more only at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah! Bid online anywhere, anytime, right up until the auction ends. From land and homes to vehicles, antiques, and heavy machinery, Heckman Auction has it all. New auctions launch every week, so there's always something new to discover. It's easy, it's exciting, and it's all at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in here in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. Regional final action here in girls softball. It's the Phillips Loggers taking on the Titans from Turtle Lake, Clayton. And here's first pitch from Annika Tobias. Is ball one, and up to bat here right now is Haley Strenke. Haley Strenke, right fielder. She steps in. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Tobias, a swing and a miss from Strenke. She swung at ball two. That went up high. Both teams having a little trouble keeping off that high heat. Strenke steps back in. It's 1-1. It's Tobias. And a shot up the middle. Oh, Tobias almost caught it just out of the tip of her glove. It was over her head. And a single for Haley Strenke. So a runner on for Turtle Lake. And we're going to get a pinch runner out there. It's going to be Christine Pickard. Again, pinch running. And Olivia Korish. Olivia Korish, just designated hitter, batting from the right side with no outs. And the Loggers, a 2-1 lead. This is a pitch. And ball one. Ball one to Korish. Outfield playing straight away and deep. Easier to run in this short field here. Bias mean mugs her. Lay down a bunt that she misses on, but ball goes past. It's going to be a pass ball, and runner advances over to second base. Oh, he pulled the bunt sign off. No, maybe they keep it on. Try to get her to third here with no outs. It's 1-1 right now. Haley Strenke is down at second base for the Titans. Here's the pitch. That one fouled off. And a ball and two strikes. Ball and two strikes with a runner in scoring position out at second base for the Titans. Nobody out. Bias, the mean mug, gets low. Here's the pitch. A shot down the third base line is fair. Runner's going to score. It gets back to the fence. That's going to be a double for sure. She's going to go to third. Gets in there for a triple. A run-scoring triple for the Titans. A big play right there. A shot from Olivia Korish down that third base line. And tied up at two. But, hey, the Titans, they got a runner at third base now. And Lacey Popenhagen, the center fielder, she's up to bat. Going to get another timeout and see what we got. I think we're going to get a pinch runner again. And that's going to be Macy Grosskreutz. All right, Macy Grosskreutz. She's up to bat. That's the hardest name on here. Still not bad. All right. So pinch runner over there at third base for the Titans. And stepping in, Lacey Popenhagen, the center fielder here. We're all tied up at two here in this bottom of the fifth inning. Umpire taking a little break here. He's kicking the dust out of his mask. And we're set to go here. No out. Tobias. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss from Copenhagen. Strike one, ball zero. Copenhagen steps back in. Tobias, she gets the sign from Lily Miller. Here's the pitch. And a little blooper to the second baseman. It's not an easy one. Gets it there quick. Marlo Edwards made a play looking like a second baseman there. Had to run up on it and kind of front flipped it to the first baseman. Got the out, but Turtle Lake scores the run. 3-2 to score here now. Titans taking their first lead of the ball game. And that brings up Sammy Young. Sammy Young, the nine hitter, with one out and a Turtle Lake lead. Here's Tobias. Strike on the inside corner. Strike one. Ball zero. We got it wrong on the scoreboard. Tobias, here's the pitch. Strike two. Five's not going to fade away. She's going to go right at him here. Pitching a fabulous game here today. All right, 0-2 is the count here with one out. Tobias, not wasting any time, goes right back at her. She's followed this one behind her. And Sammy Young, she digs back in here from the right side. Tobias gets the sign, the windup, and the pitch. That one fouled off. Just got a piece of it to stay alive. Sammy Young staying alive here. No balls, two strikes, one out. Tobias here. Here's the pitch. That one ball high, a little bit over her head. All right, Sammy Young looking to get on base here. Keep this inning going for the Titans. Annika looking for one more strike. There it is. Ball inside. 2-2. 2-2 to Sammy Young. This Turtle Lake team, a young team as well. How many seniors? Four seniors on the Turtle Lake team. And a swing and a miss. Second out of the inning, struck her out. And we're going to get top of the order here, Olivia Hines. Two freshmen, about four sophomores, so a young upcoming team here. And Olivia Hines, the shortstop, she's been making plays here tonight. Swing and a miss from her. Strike one. Two down here. Titans took that lead in this inning, 3-2. Tobias, here's the pitch. This one fouled back behind us into the ditch. And 0-2 the count here yet. Loggers looking to get out of this inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Hey, that ends the inning right there. Tobias gets the strikeout on Olivia Hines. But the Titans, they take a lead on a couple hits here. 3-2 is the lead for the Turtle Lake Clayton Titans over the Phillips Loggers right now. We're going to enter the sixth inning in just a little bit here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for 1 minute. Timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball,